Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of The Bus Factor.
Hello, and yeah, welcome.
So it's Friday?
Yeah.
Last day of the week?
Probably change that bus count back to zero.
Oh yeah, as happens.
Oh yeah, and I'm back this week.
Yep. So we got Stephen and...
I actually realized I sound quite a lot like Dave.
Do you?
Yeah, like on the... Yeah, it sounds quite similar.
I can tell you two apart, but I work with both of you, so...
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe some of the listeners... Oh, did we tweet out yet?
I don't think we did. Oh, no. Should we...
You do a tweet while I introduce you, everyone. Well, I guess we've already introduced everyone, but go ahead and try to tweet.
Who are we introducing?
Well, I don't know. Introduce the show for the week. You know how it is.
Not that one. That's
so we got some news for you this week. You know what we don't have this week, though? Bus news. We don't have any bus news this week. Well, we had some, like...
We had some weird...
Keep typing. I'll give you... we had some kind of related to last week. Okay, hang on. Let's have a look at the buses here. We might get some red light runners. It's looking quite good. It's slightly rainy today as well, which means really good for the buses. No one walking?
We didn't actually count any in the pre-show as well.
No, a bit busy today.
I'm a bit quiet, aren't I?
No, I don't think so.
You not think?
I mean, hang on. If you want to check, you go here.
Hello.
And you click this one and this one.
Hello.
And now as you talk, it'll tell you the values.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so turn yourself up if you want. Depends how you hold the mic.
Nah, it sounds all right, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
How's the... Oh, we don't have a chat window open.
Oh, we do on the... No, just go to the...
No, because if we want to type, we can actually interact with that.
Okay.
Nah, so like we do chat window.
Aren't we professionals? Look at us. We've got the bus factor already. Yeah, that's good. We'll just do that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Shall we just slide that to over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, that works for me. Okay.
I can just cover the existing one. Oh.
Should we start?
Our lanes have moved.
Yeah, they've got closer so we can read
covering
them.
Up the bus lane.
Oh, look, nothing in the bus lane this week. Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Oh, look at
him. He's going way fast.
Boom. Clip him.
He did pretty good. He like picked a nice speed to go at and everything, so that's nice.
No golden juices yet, though.
No, they're pretty rare. You know what they say? Once a golden goose passes, it's the end of the bus factor.
Yeah.
I think that's one of those things.
But it's not the end of the bus factor, because a golden goose has come.
For the episode, though. It's the end of the bus factor for the episode.
Nah, it was like in the middle of the episode.
Nah, mate. Well, the episode has to end at some point if there's been a golden goose. How's that? Without a golden goose, we could theoretically go forever.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah. Okay, so let's pick a news story to go over this week, because we've messed around for long enough. What do you think, Hugh? What do you pick?
Should we just start at the top and work our way down?
Start at the top?
Or should we start...
It's a controversial way of doing it.
Should we start in the middle?
Okay, we're going to have to... I can't read your writing, but let's go with the next one. Okay, so the first one? Yep.
The second one was that Snapchat I sent you yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, I remember it. Yep. Okay, cool.
The top one we can just talk about whenever. Okay. Do we want to start in the bus lane or the InfoSec?
Walker like almost got hurt.
Let's start with
InfoSec, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kaspersky.
Yep.
Big news of the week. Now, I guess...
I've heard of them.
You've heard of them, yeah, Kaspersky. So have you noticed that Kaspersky is just the guy's last name, Eugene Kaspersky, as is McAfee, John McAfee. How vain do you have to be to name a company after yourself like that?
Yeah, a lot of people do it.
A lot of dumb people do it. Or like Hewlett and Packard or like any law firm. So I guess like not just dumb people.
Because it also makes it really hard to sell your business because it's got your name on.
That happens to McAfee, right?
Yeah.
And like Intel had to rebrand it because they can't use McAfee anymore because McAfee's crazy.
Yeah. Do you reckon he's crazy?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not saying he's, like, on the DSM. I'm just saying, yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah, he's definitely
like,
crazy.
Like, in a good way,
I've
though.
I've read
like,
so many fucked up stories about him.
Yeah.
Like, we got someone parked down there.
Oh, so we do. Yeah, so you guys can't see that, but, look at that. Fancy control.
Oh, we might not.
It's okay. Yeah. No one can hear you talking if you hold the mic, like, 10 centimeters away.
Oh. No, they can.
What are you up to?
Oh, I can't quite see.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Oh, he is still there. If we got a Turner, that would be so good. Okay. There's like so many buses today, though, aren't there? Oh, there's silver fox going on.
Fuck, he's
right
still there.
There must be a Turner. I reckon there's a Turner. No. He's going. There. You couldn't see him go, but... No Turner either. Just not going that way.
Bump that down a bit. Yeah. We normally have a... Got to have the bar in.
Yeah. And so you can normally see cars there, but the views today is not great. I don't know. What was the Kaspersky news was that so Israel came out and were like, hey, we hacked Kaspersky and yeah, they were doing dodgy shit. So I don't know. Interesting, I guess. Not technically interesting. Like the idea that someone would hack an antivirus company is fairly sane. Like yeah, I think that makes sense.
Not like unusual.
Yeah, if I was Intel, I think I would have some plants in. Intelligence community, if I was like NSA, I'd probably just talk to the US based companies and be like, hey, can you put these filters in and let us know? Like that's what they did with Yahoo, right? The entire idea. Or who was that other one? Was it Yahoo? Was it Yahoo where the guy quit because they put in a bunch of filters and was exfilling data? It was some company where that happened.
Yeah, you mentioned it.
NSA was like, hey, we want to be alerted for any of these things. And they put it in. The security team found it and was like, holy shit, we've been hacked. And the management was like, no, bro, that's just NSA. Just leave it, bro. And he was like, you're not even fucking telling us. And he quit. But that is what NSA tends to do. So yeah. It seems... you would expect them to be doing that with antivirus in general. So once again, it sucks for Kaspersky. They probably are going down here, but I don't think what they're doing is particularly out of the norm, especially when you consider there was no economic espionage involved in this incident.
Yeah.
It was literally just like someone found top secret stuff from NSA. Like that's fairly like nation state level stuff that, you know, like nation states are going to do that shit anyway. So I don't know. But I don't know. It's interesting that Israel came out and backed him and whatnot. What I really want to see now is someone coming out with a similar claim against one of the American companies. I think that would be really good.
That would be good.
Be way good.
We'll have to see if it actually happens.
I don't think it will. Like,
it might.
Russia is not going to come out and say that. Yeah, like, hey, well, we hacked these guys as well, and they talked to the NSA. Like, that story would be spun as, like, Russia hacks U.S. companies for, like, economic gain, which is literally what Israel did or whatever. I don't know, fucking.
Yeah.
But, interesting. Anyway, I don't think the story is that interesting from a technical perspective. Don't put classified docs on your computers and expect them to stay there if you're running antivirus.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Windows, for that matter. Like, Windows does a lot of, like, calling out, I think.
Yeah. It does a lot of stuff under the hood, and you just don't really know what it's doing.
Yeah, I feel like I'd run a computer and do all my analysis in a virtual machine and no antivirus on anything, and then in the virtual machine block all outgoing network access.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I guess if you're developing, I don't know. I trust the NSA has this covered, so do whatever they do.
You hope.
Yeah.
Man, if you, not if many buses today.
No, there's heaps of buses. Do you mean red light runners?
Not many buses running red light.
Yeah, there's not.
Oh, one thing I was thinking of last week's show was we should count how many trolley buses.
Yeah. I'm too lazy for that. Like, the number will be too high and it'll just, like, it's there's too many of them still.
Because it's an interesting thing.
I feel like there is less.
There's a lot. Well, there's one coming up.
Yeah, I mean, there's less than there was this time last year.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I was watching the show, it took me a long time to rewatch because like I didn't really have that much time.
Yeah, we haven't even uploaded it this week.
Nah, not yet. Just watched it on the Twitch replay.
Yeah, it's pretty handy.
Adele was like, "Are you still watching the same one?" I'm like, yeah.
Which yeah, we did mention whether people would prefer this to go on YouTube or not. Like, I don't know.
Did you mention that? Oh, someone or just that. We mention it? I think we mention it
in the office. We talk about it. So, if anyone has any preferences.
Oh, yeah. What's happening?
It's Turner. Must be Turner. It's got to be Turner. Oh, yeah, he flashed.
Yeah, do it. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
You got a Turner.
Oh, and he can't go. Or is there a second Turner? Oh,
nah, he's
over.
Just red. Oh! No,
there was a second Turner. Oh.
There was red. There was definitely red.
Should we call it?
Yeah, definitely. I was expecting another one. Still, I'll call that. That's one.
Would you call it two?
No, it was only one of them.
Well, what about that railway station bus? He's entered the intersection.
Yeah, I don't think it counts. We tend to be nice here on the bus factor.
If it was further over, then maybe.
No, even if it was further over, I wouldn't count it.
I think if it was fully blocking the pedestrian crossing.
That's not a red light runner.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it every runner section.
So we
but
count
he's not
the ones
a runner. That, runner is an important part.
We count the ones that come up and stop at this
red light. Yeah, because they're fully in the intersection.
Yeah.
Those ones count. But this guy, if his back end was over it, I would count it.
Or maybe. I don't know.
If he's just over on the front, though, I don't think I would. So, well, that's my two cents anyway.
Yeah. No cars parked up.
Yeah, I thought there might be, but no. Hey. Yeah, I don't know, the Kaspersky thing. It's not very interesting.
Not really.
There's a lot of press, though, doesn't it? Which is, like, I mean, I guess it's a good story, so.
Yeah.
But it's not super good. Like, I feel like it gets more press than it should.
Oh, no, man, a bus.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're doing. They're, like, getting old, shitty buses to replace the new trolley buses. Yeah. Because that's the world we live in, where.
Is it a Turner or a Red? Walker. No, Walker. Got a Walker.
Okay. What else? Hey, this is a good one. Equifax getting hacked again.
Again?
Again. Yeah, that's why again's on the list.
But they just got hacked.
I know, right?
Give someone else a turn.
Though, okay, so we'll go over it, but I do want to. We're going to come back to an interesting thing. They had some site, like some shitty subsite or whatever, some little subdomain.
Oh, we got a copper there.
Where?
Just bus fix.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant a cop car. No, just a policeman walking. Yeah. You can see him there, yeah. Where was I? Yeah, some site got hacked and was used to serve up like malware via a fake flash update. Which, once again, not technically interesting. I do think it's funny they got hacked. But it does bring me to a thing. You have probably noticed this, Hugh, being a pen tester. Every now and again, you pen test a company, whether they're your client or indirect, that you just think to yourself...
Indirect. Just fun. What do you mean?
Indirect,
like either a client
like
or... Oh, yeah.
Vendor for a client.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like what you did. You got the lawyers after you.
Exactly. What I'm saying is every now and again you pen test a company and they are so royally fucked that there's no advice you can give to help secure them because you're just like, this organization is systemically screwed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, as a pen tester, I don't have enough influence to change this. And basically, if anyone tries to touch this organization, they're going down. And that's essentially what we saw with Equifax, right? Where they were such an insecure organization with just no security, none at a systemic level, just organizational failure completely, that they're screwed. And of course, one of the ways you can see it happen is if something like that gets hacked, like Equifax, enough details came out, we could make that assumption. I've never pen tested them personally, but I think it's possible to make that assumption.
Yeah.
They're a good target for hacking again because they probably still have the same issues. Or maybe in 2 years' time, because in 2 years' time, they're still going to have the same organizational problems.
Yeah.
Can we drop this now?
No, not yet. Two more weeks.
Then why are you bringing it up?
I just want to see if it's still there.
Okay. We've got some O-Day we're going to drop live on the show.
Down in Christchurch, actually.
We've got some good stuff. Oh, yeah. So is it next week?
No, two weeks.
2 weeks from now, we'll be over down in little old Christchurch. Planning on doing a live show down there.
Yeah, so we should do our test next week.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bother with this now. Also, that's making the computer lag.
Yeah.
Close it. Can you close it?
Oh, okay.
It's making it lag, which crackles. Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the point is, like, Equifax hacked once, hacked forever. You know, like, I don't think they can solve their problems. Same with Yahoo. Same with a lot of shitty companies.
We got a lot of O-Day coming up, actually.
Two O-Days.
We can add more. Like,
you mean find more O-Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got two that boring. The boss found some.
Two? I remember one that the boss found.
No, we got a bunch of free stuff from one.
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's
not
really
much.
Lame. Because it's patched, right?
Is it?
But they sent him free stuff. I presume they patched it.
No, they probably just sent him free shit. Mm. Oh, wow. Those people were like...
Oh, yeah, that was way
Oh,
right.
wow.
Like, normally we don't count those, but...
We're still not going
to... We're not going to count them, but, like, the thing is, as a taxi driver, like, what a piece of shit taxi driver do you have to be to do that? Like, it's annoying.
You know, we have independent taxis now.
Yeah,
like,
so
a law got passed?
What does that mean?
So, last night, I was out on the person, I caught an independent taxi home.
It was an independent taxi.
I don't know. I was drunk and... found a taxi stand and the car literally just had taxi on the side of it. I was like,
nice.
What the fuck is this brand? Jumped in and I was like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh yeah, I'm like an independent. And like in hindsight, I realized he didn't have any prices showing, and at the top of the hill, he was just like, oh, should we call it like this much? And I was like, oh yeah, I got to like pay it and shit. Because I'm used to Ubers where you just don't have to pay.
Yeah.
And there wasn't like a meter that I could see.
Oh yeah, because it's just some dude's car.
I guess. Yeah, and I was just like, this seems like kind of legit. Not yeah. legit.
It's
I wonder how much I spent. Legit. I should check the transaction.
Don't you remember? Or did he have an FX
machine? I was drunk.
Yeah, too drunk, I guess.
Yeah. I still haven't even checked how much I spent.
That's why I never drink. I just don't believe in drinking.
What is that on the table there? It's now on your hand.
Liquid bread.
Liquid they bread. Take bread. It is actually.
And yeah. They just.
I cleaned out my still. I should do some stuff. I need to buy a couple more parts.
Couple more parts.
Yeah.
Are you making beer? Or are you making like alcohol? I added like spirits.
I'm gonna do beer, wine, cider, spirits. Yep. Everything. Gotcha. I got most of the equipment to do everything.
Well, if you do spirits, then no one cares that it tastes like shit. Whereas if you do beer and... Beer
I want to taste like good spirits.
You want to taste good spirits?
I
want to
make, sorry.
Yeah, but you probably can't, like...
I reckon I can.
Everyone who makes shit and is still at home, it just tastes horrible.
Nah, I made some good stuff last time I did it.
Did you?
Yeah, it tasted good. Did you could drink it straight.
Did you just think
it's
it
a good test? If you can drink it straight, it's good.
I can't even drink real alcohol straight, like spirits. Just I can't.
Oh, I need another beer.
Beer's okay, I guess. I can drink that straight. A wine, cider.
Oh nah, I might have to get my own beer.
Ooh. Okay, let's move down the news anyway. We did have a bit of a transport story there, so we'll consider that the bus lane for today.
Oh,
independent
yeah.
taxis, small past.
Yeah. Oh, and the trolley buses are coming down. Oh, no, we did mention that.
I mentioned that last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so on with the info sec.
Mm-hmm. What's next there?
Oh, we got a few parked there.
Yeah.
I don't think... Oh, no, there was a car behind him. That would have blocked everything.
Yeah, but he moved.
Yeah, unlucky.
I like how guy's trying to go even though people are walking and like...
kind of looks like a race lineup now. You guys can't see both cars. Yeah, and they're off.
Both almost hitting innocent pedestrians. Classic Wellington roads.
Yeah.
This is a poorly decided intersection, though.
Oh, yeah, it is. I was talking to a tow about this the other day because the lights aren't timed well and, like, they could just...
These ones are. There's, like, a 10-second fucking...
Oh, no, like, so if they had, like, a longer orange, I think we wouldn't see any red lights. Or the tail of him.
If say that again? If there were more oranges, we wouldn't see any red lights.
If the orange cycle was longer, they would stop before. Well,
no, because they're red. Think about it. Like, the light goes red and people still go, right? So if they're still going through red lights, how will orange help?
No, because you know how the lights look.
Yeah, I know how they look.
So you can't actually see the first light when you're at the thing.
Yeah, you know it's red and you still go, but you can't see it. You're right.
Like, yeah, so I think if they just have a longer orange light, they might stop.
No way.
Because there's a few things
people are
like
intentionally breaking the law. Like, these people aren't... Because
Wellington's got quite a few large intersections like this. Because this, you have to traverse quite a long
Hence
way.
The 10 seconds of green light after the first one's gone red.
Yeah. But they
people are breaking the law. Like someone who's breaking the law...
So I've noticed red light, when I'm on my bike, like, I'll go through a light when it's green, it'll turn orange, and then it'll turn red before I even make it to the other side.
Not this lights.
These lights I'd probably, if I start on a green, not allowed to bike here anyway.
First green?
Yeah, first green.
Yep. So you have around 30 seconds to get through.
Yeah, they're split. So yeah, this one, no, but like other ones, yes. Yeah.
Okay, sure. We're talking about this one though.
Yeah, fine. But yeah, they... Could just fix it by having longer oranges.
No, they couldn't. They couldn't because people are going through red lights. If you're running a red light, like showing another...
I think the counts would drop.
No way.
Yeah.
If people are choosing to run a red light, they're not going to choose less
if
there's another
orange. We could test this, you
know.
We could just hack the lights.
I don't think you can. So I don't know much about lights, but I suspect like they don't have individual control of individual poles. So you'd need to reprogram.
So I was actually thinking this. You could hack the lights in a really budget way.
By just putting something in front of it?
Yeah.
That would work. Yeah.
Because, you could just put some cardboard on the existing bulbs and then put some more bulbs just in front.
Yeah, because a lot of them are just 100 LEDs or whatever sticking through. Yeah, you could do it.
God, imagine that. They'll be like, the lights are broken, like they're doing weird things, and they come up and then there's just like a bulb in front with like a pie behind it.
That'd be pretty good.
They'll be like, what the fuck?
It would be confusing. They would probably know try and prosecute.
Who did it though?
Oh, check the camera. See that camera right there? You can see it in the video.
Yeah, I know from experience. You can avoid that.
Yeah, but you can't without knowing where it is.
Yeah, it goes on a like tour and shit.
Yeah, but you don't know where it is at any one time. Right?
Oh, you could probably like look at it. I don't know.
What's he doing? Two turners.
Oh, it's going slow. Oh, look at that.
He almost hit, yeah.
Oh, he won! Yeah.
So I would count three there because that first bus, no way he made it through in time.
Yeah, probably.
Bump that shit up to five, yo.
How many do you reckon we're going to get?
I got six last time. Seven, I think we missed one.
Yeah, you did miss one, like, just before you put on the credits.
Damn.
So, yeah, you actually won last week.
Yeah, I did, because I picked seven. Yeah.
But you were like, oh, I'm not winning. We're like even Stevens. And
did then, I say even Stevens? Nah, I don't think I would have said that.
But, yeah, then I looked in. Independent judge verified, because I'm like, these guys are gonna miss one.
And we did.
You actually only missed one at the end, so I think it's like all right to miss it.
Yeah, I mean, I did win, but yes. How many are we gonna get? I'm gonna say, what was the time?
22.
It's gone slow today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a bit slow. Still 50%. I'll check that later. Doing a gig later.
It's hacking. Going a gig? What kind of gig are you going
hacking
to?
Hacking with that phone. Have you seen that piece of shit?
Mate, there's this one
temporary
guy.
Phone.
Haven't you seen Die Hard? This guy hacked the penthouse with the laptop. Therefore, he's a good hacker. If you hack with a less powerful computer, it means that you're smart.
I would hack the penthouse if they didn't have such a weird bug bounty that says only US citizens can do it.
The penthouse?
Oh, not the penthouse. The White House?
The pentagram.
Pentagon.
Pentagram?
Pentagram. But yeah, they've got the bug bounty that's like weird and says, oh, only US. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was he thinking?
Was he like turning
and then he was like, wait, I don't turn down here. It kind of looked like it was.
That does happen sometimes. Like, I like to think of bus drivers as like these infallible machines that are perfect, but they're not.
Yeah.
They have to just go the wrong
way. Oh, they're like human people. Like, we should have automated.
Yeah, I mean, buses are perfect for automation because they drive the same route every single day.
Yeah.
They're a great use of automation.
The
unions will have something to say about that, but I don't know.
Man, that guy's got like corn chips in his bag. I could do with some of them. I think they're corn chips. I don't know.
We've got chips here. We've got like a mess.
Oh, yeah, but they're like way over there and they're probably all gone. Look at those hungers at the table.
Nah, I brought a lot of chips. So
what's that guy taking a photo of? Is he like a bus?
It's a nice camera. I can't see. Like, I can't see enough about what it is. It's like a fairly.
Should we tap on the window? Maybe
lens though.
Hello.
I can't zoom in to see what kind of camera it is. I wonder what he's taking a photo of.
What is exciting there? It's weird when you see people just take photos of things that you're like.
He might be taking a photo of just like the general people. Because on this angle, actually, yeah, he might be taking it down the street. So he'll be getting like lots of shot of people walking and whatnot.
Yeah.
The Wellington Street traffic.
Man, there was like turner straight.
Walkers. No.
But yeah, I see it every once in a while. Like people will just take photos of like weird things and you kind of like, what are you taking a photo of?
Yeah. Like, I've taken a few photos here in Moncton. I don't tend to do, like, photos of people walking down a street, though.
Yeah. I actually took a photo yesterday down that street.
Oh, is this a segue?
It could be a segue. Oh, look at this bike. He is going to get killed.
Or is he? No, not killed. Pulled off.
I reckon if he stopped at the red light, the bus would have just kept on going.
He was, like, chasing up pretty fast, wasn't he?
Yeah. For no reason. He, like, had to stop.
That's
like,
not
sure,
true. The
sure
reason was he wanted to make the biker feel like he was going to die.
Yeah, like, sure, the bike's not meant to be there, but, yeah.
Like, as a bus driver, what else do you have to entertain you apart from trying to kill cyclists?
I remember I was sitting on a bus at this intersection and, like, there was stopped for a red and there were people crossing. Then it went green and there were still people crossing. The bus driver just put their foot down and be like, oh, they shouldn't be walking.
Which is
and,
true. I'm with him there.
Oh, yeah. But, like, he, like, went out of his way to kill them. He's like, mm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with that.
I got off at the next stop.
Yeah.
And I, like, just, when I got off, I was like, next time I hope you hit them because then you'll have to live with it for the rest of your life.
Duh.
And everyone was Brutal. Like, whoa, shit.
Yeah. I'd be like, well, shit. Fair enough. I mean, like, saying that, fine, go ahead. I think it's a good thing to say.
Yeah, like, because... He probably thinks it's like a game, but it's...
I mean, I did it when I was driving.
Yeah.
It is like a game. It's like, you want to scare them enough so that they don't do it again.
God, remind me not to drive with you. I think I've said that before.
I don't think you've ever been in the car while I've driven. Like, nah. I don't drive often, so...
No, you don't. I mean, you live in town.
Yeah. Don't have a car as
But
well.
Yeah, so I was segueing to... I was taking some photos yesterday.
Yep.
So they were actually on the street... On this street. We couldn't actually see it from... Our viewpoint.
Our office. Actually,
yeah. I had to go down the road. There were three cop cars that was parked in the lane.
Yeah. Happens occasionally.
And so something was going down. I don't actually know what was going down. But then the buses, they had to like go on the other lane to like overtake them. And they had just no care for the buses coming the other way. And there was this traffic colliding everywhere. I was like wow.
You'd think the buses would be used to it because it happens all the time along the street. Like at least, what, once every month?
Yeah. I reckon the cops could have got... So they were half on the footpath, half not. I reckon they could have got more on the footpath.
I mean, they could have, but like, there's not enough room even if they were fully on the footpath.
Yeah.
Right, almost fully on the footpath. But you just think the bus drivers would be better at it.
Yeah.
Is it the bus fixer guy?
Yeah. So something might be broken down somewhere.
We haven't seen any like...
Oh, we should like become like bus chasers.
Bus chasers.
You see one of those guys and you just like drive around, sit in the car and like honk your horn.
I tried doing that once in high school with the fire engine, but
I
lost the fire engine because it was too fast.
Yeah, it's also like illegal, I think.
What? To speed, yeah, but surely not to follow a fire engine.
Nah, to like go out of your way to like chase it. And they'll be like...
if you're not speeding, it's fine, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like what are they going to... That seems like, I don't know. I don't buy that that's illegal.
Yeah, probably
not. I do carry my camera
24/7. You carry?
My camera 24/7, So that if there is ever a catastrophic earthquake, I can take photos of people dying and shit. How good would that be?
You also have a phone in your pocket.
Yeah, but have you seen photos on a phone versus like a nice camera?
Yeah, I know.
I want to get these fucking things published in the fucking, like, I want to get a Pulitzer shit. I've got it all planned out. I'm going to fucking find someone on the street and be like, oi, give me a fucking laptop and upload this to the internet. Fucking do it. It's going to be great. And I'm going to take photos. I'm going to like fucking find a child. I'm going to be like, here, hold this soft toy. Stop crying. Punch, punch, punch. And it's going to be in rubble crying.
Jesus.
I've got it all planned out. It's going to be fucking great.
Like you see, so like with the Christchurch earthquake, people like instead of trying to get out, they took videos of their house falling down around them.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, Jesus, why are you doing that? But like, you do get fucking a lot of fucking credit.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would wait for the earthquake to end and then go through town taking photos of people crying.
Yeah,
like that would be a great set of photos. And I have like some lenses that are okay for it. Like, I don't carry all my lenses around, so I wouldn't be able to do certain shots. But yeah. I can do photos of dead bodies really well and photos of like people's faces really well. So I got...
Are there any listeners really disturbed at the moment?
No, I gotta be prepared.
Do we even have listeners?
I don't know. I'm afraid to look. Don't look.
What if I do? Oh, I have to like mute it really quickly. Oh no, I'll like lag out this.
Just leave it,
thing. Oh, I can do it on my phone, but
yeah. I'm sure we've got listeners. You really think someone would just not listen to the Bus Factor?
Maybe.
It's such an engaging...
Well, there is that guy that like tunes in every week.
The one from last week as well.
Yeah, like just a random guy tuned in a couple of weeks ago and he's back all the time. Back.
We did have the daylight savings change over, so I'm guessing he was like, oh shit, daylight savings has changed.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, that got me as well because it was in Australia when it changed.
Well, we make events.
Sometimes, yeah.
No, I think every week. We didn't this week. Oh, no, you made one this morning, didn't you? Yeah. We still haven't uploaded the last show.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah.
Well, these cars are backed up a while. Oh, it must be just the lights.
Yeah.
Come on.
We normally have that blind open.
Give us that one. No, we don't.
No, I think we normally do for the Bus Factor, so I can see out there.
No. We don't. No. We don't. Because it's my desk. I know we don't. Give me a red light. Give me a red light. Come on. No walkers. Like
no
walkers.
Buses.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Go. Vroom, vroom. She looks hesitant. Nah.
She did look hesitant, yeah.
She's kind of like, maybe another one will come. It's weird because, like, we just have no knowledge. We really need to, like, talk to our neighbors and get a photo of there. Well, actually, my sister can get that, like, bird's eye one.
Yeah, the bird's eye at the intersection.
That could kind of work.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like, it's a lot of work and we're pretty lazy.
Well, we don't need to stream it, but we can have it for us and we'll be like, there's a bus coming.
Yeah, but if we're going to do that, why wouldn't we stream it? Why would we go to all that effort, set up a camera, set up a streaming, go over the internet, blah, 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 and not have it work?
We could just get her to stream it from, like, the alternate bus factor.
The alternate bus factor alt, yeah.
I wonder if people would do that.
If people would do that? What,
like,
do you mean?
Make an alternate bus factor. Because you could do a bus factor on anything. Like, we do it on infosecond buses, but you could just...
I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. So we could have multiple bus factors around the world where some people talk about music somewhere, and the common theme is that they involve intersections of buses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I could see it.
We need to do our special show next week.
The live one.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do it at Christchurch?
I was thinking, well, like, do you reckon it'll go perfectly?
No, but if it doesn't go perfectly, what does it matter?
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, the point is if...
This one.
Oh, why did he slow down heaps there?
What yeah, something's slowing down. Oh, yeah, and they just keep going.
Oh, yes! Yeah!
One more.
I wouldn't count that.
Oh, no, we counted the last one.
We shouldn't count them. Remember, we agreed when we had the first episode that doesn't count.
No, we did not.
We agreed that.
We did not agree.
We did.
I think we change our definition every week.
We were lenient.
Oh, you picked a number. I didn't. What number did you pick? Silence.
10.
You picked 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon 15. Oh, this 15. Blue car. This blue car. Don't move.
Still green. He's going to go. Like, look at him.
Oh, yeah. Edging forward. But then the silver car.
Look, that kid just almost walked. Yeah.
Oh, no,
what a piece of shit human. Fuck you.
It's an Uber. Betcha. I mean, it's a Prius, so it must be an Uber.
No, it didn't have the app up.
Yeah, they hired it somewhere else. Yeah, it could be one of those fucking independent taxis. The guy was real weird as well.
No, he was an independent. He probably, like, couldn't get work at a real taxi place, right?
No, he said he was working at another one, Kiwi Cabs, I think. Yeah. And, like, the law got passed. That day, he, like, tore down all the signs and just started his own company.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, we got a Turner.
Turner. Got a flasher. Thus, there should be a Turner.
Oh, he's, like, waving as well. Is he waving at us? He's not waving back.
He's not waving back. Yeah, walkers. He must be none. I'm feeling good about next cycle, though. I'm feeling good about next cycle.
Next cycle? You reckon? That's the one?
I'm feeling good about it.
Have you finished your beer?
Not yet. Pretty close. Yeah, it's really close.
You should call out to someone.
It's fine. I'm not an alcoholic. Okay, what's next on the news? We should go back to the news. So, next on the news...
They had a dig at me.
Huh?
It was a dig at me.
No, it wasn't, actually. Well, I didn't mean it to be.
Just because I've got two and you've got one.
You do drink a lot, though. Your story was... Oh, yeah, did you have B-roll from the photo of the cops last week?
Not the photo of the cops last week, but I do have of the house incident.
Okay, let's leave that for a bit.
You guys covered poorly.
Oh, yeah, I know we covered poorly.
You were like, oh, yeah, we'll just do this on the fly and, like, do this and not show the key photos.
I know. Look, okay, I forgot to do it before the show. I think I got in at, like, 4 last week. I can't remember.
But, yeah. We couldn't actually get that guy on the show. He's a bit shaken up.
Shaken up. That'd work if it was an earthquake.
Yeah, it just doesn't work if it's a bus. But yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, so next on the list is the Hyatt Hotel Company.
What's happening here? That guy, like, just stopped for the green. Oh, maybe he was having a chin wag with one of the drivers. No, like, that 23 going the other way, he, like, stopped at the green.
Weird. You know, we could have showed the replay, but...
Oh, we potentially could.
It's way late, dude.
Nah, it depends on the internet.
Oh, look at that. It was way late.
We'll have to check the double repeat.
It was way late. Hey, Gary Jeans.
Nah, it was too late.
I told you it was too late.
Well, I didn't know.
What do you mean you didn't know? I told you.
Should we go to this one?
I like that image. I'm a big fan of it. I made it, so that's why I like it. That was for the episode where we forgot that this computer cannot encode for shit.
Yeah, this. I can't believe we're still using this computer. It's.
Well, what's the alternative?
It's gotten to the point we open a tab in Chrome.
Did you reboot it today? You did, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It's still. That's the same as normal.
Yeah, it's not a great computer.
Yeah,
so that Hyatt Hotel company got hacked.
Yeah.
I don't know what the technical details are, but I do want to point out this is a Krebs story, so if you're interested, go check out Krebs. He's pretty good. You should check him out anyway.
Yeah, but, well, he's sometimes good, sometimes not.
What? When is he not good?
Sometimes.
Sometimes this stuff isn't particularly interesting to me. Like, I mean, the story's not interesting, but, like, I don't think I've ever seen him be not good. Like, his story's always good. He's, like, ex-FBI or something.
Yeah.
He's, like, a good investigator. Just doesn't always line up with what I like.
Oh, I just remembered I was thinking of someone else, but yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking of Mr. Troy.
Troy Hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got some controversial content or something, we'll say. I don't know. But he gets a lot of dislike. Like, somewhat justified dislike, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like Brian Krebs. Krebs is nice.
Yeah, Krebs is good.
Although I once did you? So this one time, I don't know if you've heard the story.
It's really hot in here. Are you finding it really hot?
Yeah, I took that off. It is quite warm in here.
Oh, the AC might have turned off.
Yeah, maybe. I might just be warm today. So this one time, Krebs was getting DDoSed, as he often does. And at some point, I was like poking around his site for whatever reason, and I went to like server status.
Yeah.
I can't remember the reason now. And I was like, "Oh shit, he's got server status enabled."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh man, he's such a badass! Like taunting the shit out of the people trying to DDoS him. Like, oh, you're trying to DDoS me? Oh, look, server status. You can see how bad you're doing, bitch." So I tweeted, being like, "Lol, Krebs has his server status open." A real fuck you to like the people DDoSing or something. Turns out he didn't have it open on purpose. That was actually a complete mistake that was revealing way too much personal information that he didn't know about.
Yeah.
He responded to me and was like, "Why are you going to be a cunt who like..." Okay, so he didn't say cunt. He was like, why'd you tweet that out? Why didn't you just message me? Blah, 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 blah. Like, justified, I guess, but I thought he was doing it on purpose. So, like, that's why I did it. And anyway, he wasn't happy.
Wait,
with
what?
Me.
A skateboard went across the road. When? Did we miss it?
Or would have been squashed by the bus?
I just
didn't see a skateboard with no one on it.
Yeah. Ghost skateboard.
Da, da, da.
The ghost factor.
The ghost factor. Anyway, the point is, Brian Krebs has tweeted me before under not so great circumstances.
Ooh. You occasionally do that. Annoy people.
Yes. Yes. That is one way to phrase it. Yes. Yeah. It's okay, though.
But backed up.
Anyway, the point is...
Oh, yeah, this guy. And he stopped. He stopped. Oh, there's two cars. This is brilliant. Just keep walking, people. Fucking one of us
run down there. Now there's a gap. He's going, yeah.
So he's going. But, oh, this guy's not. Oh, yeah.
Why is he not going? Oh, my goodness.
There's a copper right there as well. You guys can't...
Oh, the copper. Yeah, you guys can't see the copper.
Oh, my God, yes.
The copper is jaywalking as well.
Oh, illegalness. Yeah, you can see him right at the bottom right there.
Oh, my goodness. Still, that car wasn't blocking much, though, so...
He's probably like, fuck. So, that cop just didn't care that people would run red lights.
Yeah, he also jaywalked, so...
yeah.
Oh, wow. He made it. Maybe he's on official
business.
It's
New Zealand for you.
He doesn't have his own little
he
siren.
He looked
so.
Pretty cruisy. He, was
he did look really cruisy.
You know,
he's like, can't be fucked waiting.
Imagine
here.
If he got hit by a bus while jaywalking.
That'd be so good. No, he was protected by the car that ran a red light.
Yeah, yeah. Cop almost dies, but was protected by a red light runner.
That'd be pretty good. Anyway, so the point of the Krebs story was just Hyatt Hotel got hacked, but Chris pointed out last time it was like 150 hotels. This time it was only 43 of their hotels, which is an improvement. Maybe InfoSec does make a difference.
Yeah. Although it's a bit less than the Yahoo hack last week. What was that?
3
like,
billion or something?
The whole world, whole internet world.
Yeah.
Which I just don't believe.
Oh, yeah, no, it's clearly dupe accounts and whatnot. But.
Yeah.
Have I mentioned before that I think InfoSec is a sham?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fucking sham.
It's weird. We like...
We do a job that doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was thinking that. So, like, SpaceX was, like, offering, like, had an opening for security consultants.
Oh, yeah, I did see that on the Twitters, yeah.
And I was kind of like, what do they need security consultants for?
To secure their network, I'm guessing.
I guess.
What if someone, like, hacks them and, like, fucks with their firmware?
What happens when we fucking go to fucking Mars?
Yeah, well, I mean, okay, here's a question. Going to Mars on a company that has their firmware hosted somewhere that's open and you've known it's been hacked.
Yeah.
Nah, not even close.
Not even close. Sometimes you get those late runners.
You do. Yeah, you do. Anyway, yeah, I mean, what does SpaceX need? Security. Every company needs security people, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, that was close call. Stan just too much drink. It's knocking everything off.
Anyway, so you didn't want to work for SpaceX?
Nah, it's like...
Doesn't seem very interesting, does it?
It wasn't a blue team remote job. Like, I'll take it if it was remote, but I don't really want to go to...
Would you take it? It's like blue team. Do you like working blue team?
Sometimes. I do everything.
Yeah, well, it's a full-time position. It's not a sometimes job.
Yeah.
Do you want to work full-time blue team is the question.
I like my current job anyway. Just in case the boss is listening.
Mm, yeah, fair enough. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't want to work. I do want to work like a full time blue team job at some point, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I've not done full time blue team. I've done de facto blue team, which is where you happen to be the sysadmin who knows about security.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of been in that position as well.
Yeah. I've never been on a security team, though. Not a blue team security.
Even just being the dev, like, looking after security things.
Yeah.
So this bus was also, like, a weird thing.
Turning and they're not turning, yeah.
Yeah, should we go to the replay?
Yeah, go to the replay. I'm going to watch the... You watch the replay, I'm going to watch this.
Oh, maybe they're, like, trying to scare the car. But, yeah, see, he's, like, way over.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. There was no red light runners. But that was weird, like...
It's the second time we've seen it tonight as well.
The first time wasn't with the car.
Yeah, there wasn't a car.
Maybe there was like a car. There could have been a car over there, though.
Yeah, potentially. Like doing... Oh, yeah. Potentially a car ran the red light, but then stopped.
From the early part, yeah.
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 Kind of like that, like, random old lady that stopped in the middle of the road.
Oh, the one who went down the wrong way.
It was weird. Yeah. It was cool that they got tweeted to us. Like, remember?
Oh, no, the old lady was from our boss.
Oh, yeah.
It was the other one that got tweeted to us.
Yeah, the old lady was going down the wrong way. Yeah,
driving down the wrong way.
Yeah, and then the other one was just someone just stopped in the middle of the road.
Yeah, jeez. It was the right intersection as well. Look at these fucking red light runners.
Yeah, we are, like, famous. Like, people know about us.
I mean, yeah, not a lot of people, but some people, yes.
Where do you see the bus factor in a year?
I don't know. Don't make me depressed. I don't want to think about it.
It is kind of hard that we have to, like, plan around this.
It's so much work to do the bus factor.
Like, we always go away as well.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. That's what I said last week. Like, all this has done has made me realize how often I don't, like, be at work on Fridays.
Adele was like, yeah, when you said you were going to do it, I thought you'd do it, like, once a month, not once a week.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Once a month, it would be, like, easy to work around, but I don't know, we've started weekly. We should keep up weekly.
Yeah, I think weekly's good. Especially, like, for news, like, and buses.
And I find normally when we're normally both away together.
Oh, look at us going away together.
Well, we go to conferences and shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Let's think about that, actually. Next year, we will both be away at a point where we won't be able to do the bus factor.
Or should we do the bus factor?
There's no buses there.
Oh, yeah, but we can still do the bus factor.
And there's also no traffic lights for, like, 50K.
Okay, fine.
I worked it out.
We'll do the bus factor without the buses.
Look for a traffic light. And it's, like, 50K away.
Okay, we'll set up a remote camera here and do it. I think it's a good idea. We'll do it live.
Oh, I'm not sure what the internet will be like there.
Oh, that'd be fine.
Oh, I don't think it's even got,
just think,
like,
about
4G.
How much your fiance will like the idea.
Oh, nah.
You don't think she'll like it?
Nah, she won't. I probably wouldn't be bothered. I'll probably just not.
You'll be pretty stressed at the time.
Yeah. It's a lot to organize.
I solved the problem by just...
attending?
Yeah, I guess in this case. I haven't got my invite yet, but...
You might.
Might, yeah. Yeah. Okay, what's next? This one is listed down as Aussie
Cops hungry.
CP.
Yeah. Cheese pizza.
Was it
right?
Reading that? Oh, okay. I see. Okay, I get it, yeah.
I could eat some pizza.
Some cheese pizza? You like it real fresh, right? You want it fresh out of the oven. It sounds disgusting. But no, the reason I want to bring this one up is you guys have probably seen it. It was a good, interesting read. Read it one day while like lying in bed. I was like, what's the news? I'll read this one. It's quite a long post. Technically, I don't think there's much interesting, except, so this is the case, the cops did a bunch of investigation, as they do. They tend to be investigative.
Well, and that's their job, really.
Yeah, some of their jobs, yeah. But these were detectives, I guess. They were in a task force for stopping child pornography. And they managed to find out the identities of some child pornographers. They did this through purely investigative techniques. So no hacking. This was a site hosted on the darknet. They managed to link together a bunch of identities, find the guys that did it, take over the site, and start running it themselves. Now, there is a moral spin on this, which is, oh my God, they're running like a CP site, whatever. And I think there is an argument to be had. The argument should not be done on the bus factor, and I don't know enough about ethics to really comment personally.
Yeah.
But the investigative reporters who found this out, because of course the cops aren't going to come out and be like, yeah, we run the CP site. we post all that child porn. They used a hacking technique to find it. So they were like, we did some magic and found the IP address of the server, which I don't know if that means they shelled it or they just found out that like slash server status was turned on. but I, there is an
common
interesting
trend.
Different. Yeah, I know, right? There is a, I actually demo that in my talk. There's a reason it's common. Did you know that? So did you know the reason why server status is on so many hidden services sites?
It's on by default, wasn't it?
Not on, so if you do an Apache install and access it over the clear web, server status is not accessible.
Oh, yeah, it was because it was localhost or
exactly,
something.
Yeah. Tor connects to Apache over localhost, so Apache is like, this is a localhost. I will allow them to see server status. That's the reason. It's like an interesting little quirk of how things end up working.
So good talk. Are you doing it down in Christchurch?
Yep. We'll do. And B-sides, actually.
And
same talk. Yeah.
B-sides Wellington, that is. There's B-side. A lot of B-sides.
That's true, actually. We should specify. B-sides Wellington. Of course, for B-sides Canberra, I need to find a new talk, which has been...
because you did that last year at B-sides Canberra.
No, I didn't talk last year at B-sides Canberra because I needed a talk. I finally got a talk sorted out and did it at WACON, and I'm now doing it on the tail end here. But I can't do a talk I've already done like five times at B-Sides Canberra.
Oh,
so what's probably going to happen is I'm going to
do that.
At B-Sides Canberra?
No. What did
I
do
at
B-Sides?
Canberra?
Oh, no. I didn't talk there.
Yeah. They have like a...
I was like a backup speaker.
Yeah. They have like a... you shouldn't have done the talk somewhere else at B-Sides Canberra. Which is fair enough. But it does mean that I haven't talked there. But where were we?
Yeah, a few places have that.
The interesting bit is the kind of difference here. The police don't do hacking, they do investigation. The journalists did hacking and blah, blah, blah. The final interesting point here is that there was a jurisdiction change where it wasn't just the Aussie cops. Who,
this one.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Crank that number up. I'm so winning this today, by the way.
You said 10, I said 15.
Yeah.
We're going up pretty quick.
Look at the time.
Oh, yeah. It's only
no
like
way.
12 minutes.
But there was an interesting jurisdiction change where the European and American cops aren't allowed to post a bunch of child porn.
Yeah.
The Australian cops are allowed to post as much child pornography as they like.
Weird, right?
Yeah. Like, as I said, like, I don't know enough about morals and ethics to comment on it. It is weird. But it does kind of, I think the jurisdiction change here is interesting where if... So one of the guys who ran the site were like, oh, we'll make it so if we'll post an update with like child porn every blah, blah, blah months. That thus means that we're not by the cops. The cops haven't got us yet. And of course, that didn't work because jurisdiction changed. Which I think is interesting that if you are running a darknet site, you need to be aware of this kind of like jurisdiction fiddling. But of course, the final thing is if you haven't seen my talk that I'll be doing at Christchurch Con and B-Sides Wellington.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you giving your service a public IP address?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Your thing doesn't need a public IP address. Run a completely separate server. Like, have you heard of Portal? Portal API? Just run a separate server, which just does Tor, and another server, which just does your website. Your website will have a local IP address, not a public one. If anyone hacks it, they can't do anything. Thank you for the beer. I don't know. It's just
quite fizzy.
It blows my fucking mind. If I
you've
was
done
running,
this before, haven't you?
Hell yeah, I've done this all the time. Like I
freedom hosting, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, because it's a play on freedom hosting, like freedom, but I call mine freedom, freedumb, freedom hosting, because it's free and it's dumb. I mean, it's not super dumb.
It's a nice setup.
Oh, hell yeah. It's so much better than any other setup I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, all you hear about... Okay, that being said...
And you've still got, like, the second biggest tour relay in New Zealand?
Something like that, yeah.
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 Or have you gone up to the first?
Probably not. There's, like... So there's an issue with tour relays where it favours European and American servers heavily.
Yeah.
So they don't run the speed test for long enough to find out your true speed. So instead, it's just done based off latency.
Right.
Which is...
Yeah.
Low speed, blah, 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 blah.
It might get better. Probably not.
They've talked about fixing it a bunch, but it's never really eventuated. That being said, I'm going to address some of the kind of like changes in the Tor network that have changed over the last 6 months that have made all the attacks I talked about harder. But yeah, I don't know. There is confirmation bias though, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, all these people running Tor sites that get hacked are dodgy. They're running bad versions. But, of course, because the ones that are running good versions don't get hacked, so you don't hear about them.
Yeah.
So there is that. But still, if I was running a dodgy darknet site, which I wouldn't actually do for the most part, like I don't want to go to jail that
or
much.
Do you?
I'd run like a small a torrenting site, a piracy site on the darknet.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about that open source life and that stealing content life. Probably wouldn't
like,
run
I'd probably
market.
Do, like, you wouldn't do the drug market?
Nah, like, because the jail time's too high.
Yeah, and it gets out of hand, like, pretty quickly. Like,
yeah. Like, you do end up doing what Ross Ulbricht did. Ross Ulbricht is, like, basically you're me.
Yeah.
Who got so much money that he needed to defend himself.
Yeah.
With killing people. And I don't want to get to that point. Which, I guess he was the first person to do it. He didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
He was just like, I love freedom, I'll make the site. We're in the position where we're like, okay, that's what happens when you make a darknet site. You become Ross Ulbricht.
Yeah.
That's super nice.
Oh my god, these guys. Oh yeah.
Oh, what are they fucking,
what is happening?
Jesus Christ. All those fucking people trying to walk. It's school holidays. Look at them. They clearly should be in school.
Oh, that bus should have come quicker. Oh, oh man, they're going to do this one.
They get hit.
No,
get...
Turner.
No, they made it.
Oh, cyclist. Not allowed.
Yeah, anyway. People need to learn to fucking do Tor hosting. That being said, there is like a severe lack of good tutorials.
Yeah.
And even the good ones, like they don't
it's
do
one of those
I'm
tools
about.
That like people are just kind of expected to know.
They're expected to know if they run one, are you saying?
Yeah, so they're kind of expected to know how to set it up or like read the docs fully. There's like a couple of tools like that. Like the one we were kind of looking at today, like the thing we use.
PFSense?
Yeah.
Open vSwitch?
PFSense.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, in fact, yeah, Open vSwitch as well. Like, it's the sort of thing that, like, there's no dumb documentation.
Yeah, yeah. It's like...
It's just aimed at people that...
That already know what they want to do.
Yeah, which is... I find it annoying because most of the time when I'm looking at documentation, I want to, like, learn the...
Yeah,
basic shit.
Yeah, I mean, Open vSwitch is designed for people who know lots of stuff. Yeah, so I guess that's the problem. It's like you and using Tor is really straightforward.
We got a bird.
Yeah, we just look at that
on the camera. No,
Tor is really straightforward, but setting up the infrastructure is hard.
It's a duck.
Oh, look at that. We don't get many ducks, do we?
Not really. Most of them are goose, geese,
geeses. Geese-eye, as the Latin would say.
Geese-eye.
Geese-eye, as the Latin would say. You okay there, mate?
Oh, did that come through?
Yeah. It's quite loud. Oh. Our limiter is our gate is not set that.
Yeah, I suppose like you can hear people laughing in the background if something especially funny happened.
Yeah, sometimes.
We've actually got people in the office like talking, but you guys won't hear it.
They'll pick up the background noise, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so... you pick another one. You want to skip down to the bottom one?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah, I feel like I end up talking about a lot of the news. So,
I am not in it today, as you might have seen.
Are you ever in it?
Oh, I'm in it, but like,
occasionally you have a story.
I had a bit much to drink last night.
Oh, yeah, you didn't work today, did you? You were like,
no, I did work.
No, you just watched me work.
We were debugging a problem together.
Did
and we took down the internet? Well, you took down the internet.
Yeah,
Yeah, to get in a third party.
I don't even know why it went
down.
No, that's not true. No.
Yeah, it was kind of weird it went down. Like, oh, well, the bond went down? I don't know.
Yeah, no, like Open vSwitch went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
It did. Oh, okay. Yeah, it didn't. Yeah.
It was weird. Like, everything
broke,
was working.
Yeah.
Like, we had to do a full restart, even though all the services were up. It was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, Bitcoin's kind of in the news at the moment.
Why is Bitcoin in the news at the moment, Hugh?
Pray
tell.
So later this month, and then again in November, we've got a couple of hard forks. So hard forks are, we had one a couple of months ago with Bitcoin Cash,
which we did check. Bitcoin Cash is failing and not worth investing.
Well, it's not failing quickly.
Yeah, it is.
It's not failing quickly. Like,
no, it's failing slowly.
Yeah,
it's a long decline to death.
But it's not dead. So like,
it's not going to like pick up again though.
So our listeners can still get all their Bitcoin Cash that they haven't claimed, and it's still worth something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got two forks. There's the Bitcoin Gold, which is really weird when you search for it, because you just get a whole bunch of stuff about buying gold with Bitcoin.
Yeah, like it's really overloaded,
like,
space.
Should I buy some gold? But like, gold's expensive to buy, like, just even a small bit.
You can buy like the really tiny bits for like $500 or whatever.
Yeah, that's still like,
it doesn't appreciate in value strongly though, right?
Nah, not really. Well, people say it goes up, kind of, but
slowly though.
Yeah.
Oh,
got a Turner. Yeah, so Bitcoin Gold, and then in November we've got one for the Segwit. So it's called like 2x something, but it's basically the segregated witness. It's probably the main one. Bitcoin Gold, you can probably just ignore. Like it's going to happen, but
if it doesn't have enough people in it, then like it doesn't count, right?
Well, it's still forks. You still have, so it's a fork on the blockchain as well. So all the coins in Bitcoin work in the new one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you basically get free money
if there's an exchange willing to do the stuff that they did last time with.
Yeah. Because, yeah, like last time people thought that Bitcoin would go down in price, and then... What are you doing with my phone?
Leave it. Just don't worry about it.
I am worrying about it. Carry on. It's a piece of shit phone anyway. Yeah, so last time Bitcoin Cash forked, and people thought Bitcoin price would drop, and then Bitcoin Cash would go up and it would be the new best thing. Kind of the opposite happened, and Bitcoin went up, and Bitcoin Cash was also worth something.
Yeah.
And we got free money.
Not all of us, but you did, yeah.
Yeah, I got a fair chunk of free money. So I kind of imagine the same thing's going to happen this time. So Bitcoin's actually gone up quite a lot pre the fork. So it's up to like $7,500 New Zealand dollars.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Which we can work out what it is in US dollars.
Who cares?
Yeah, but yeah, fork's happening, so same as before, make sure you control your private keys or your coins are in something that...
Why are people bothering to fork if they know that they're not going to win?
They might win.
No.
There's a lot of proponents for this segregated witness.
There are a lot of proponents for Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah.
Do you think there's significantly more? Like, could they say Bitcoin Gold? Do you think that's not going to happen?
Yeah, that it looks like a fucking weird thing.
So why would people try and do it?
Don't know, really. So yeah, it's like at $5,800 US dollars.
5.759.42 US dollars.
Yeah, but that's what Google says, and like, it depends on what exchange you're in. But yeah, just make sure you have your private keys and you can get the other coins, or if you don't care, just don't care.
Yeah, free money. Like, I feel like the kind of people who have Bitcoin tends to obsess over this kind of thing, so.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't know.
Well, there's someone in this office that has Bitcoin, but.
Yeah.
I'll probably have to help him get out the other things.
I like that he's doing it anyway. It's nice.
Oh, he says definitely. He wants his free money.
Yeah,
should've it's probably going to be like a dollar.
Breakfast. He was like, oh my God, I made like a fucking $10. Look at this shit. Fucking,
yeah, it's got $100
worth. $100 worth, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
so he's made $10. So it's still a decent return.
That's a really good return. I wish I could fucking made that.
So last time I did a big trade with Bitcoin, I made like 50% return.
Yeah. I could have
and that was off a grand.
$50K in my mortgage account is like floating.
Yeah.
Take all of that out.
You could.
Buy it.
You could lose everything.
Oh, now I don't want to do it. Now I don't want to do it at all. That sounds horrible. Why would anyone do that?
High risk, high return, high risk normally.
Yeah.
So far, I haven't seen the risk.
I mean, you've seen the risks, you just haven't experienced them.
Yeah.
The loss.
I play it reasonably well, and I do small amounts for me. So, like, I only do, like, a grand, which is, like, the biggest I really do for a big investment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, big, risky investment.
Yeah. Ooh, like a house you do more for.
Oh, yeah, the house I spent a lot more. Like, there's a lot more risk, but...
I mean, a lot less risk, you mean?
Yeah, a lot less risk. Do you reckon another one will happen?
All right, well, let's close it up after this set of lights, shall we? It's 6 o'clock. Unless you got anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, we could show the one photo of Beast. Well, not really worth it.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's about the story you guys talked about.
Well, this shot. So this is just, we're going to close on this. This is the photo of the bus, the other angle.
Yeah, so this is from the angle of the house. So my friend lives in the house and he took this photo.
So you see how it didn't actually look that bad last week? It looked like, oh, a bus kind of pushed in slightly. No, this fucking fucked up his house.
Yeah, so his bottom step is still fucked. They've fixed it with plywood.
Nice.
And he had, like, a bunch of expenses because of it. Like, he had to catch an Uber. Like, he lost a bunch of food because the power went off. And
so there's probably maybe $100 worth of expenses there.
Yeah, probably. It's, like, small, but, like...
It's a lot if you're a student, I guess.
Yeah. He's not a student anymore, but
he shouldn't be such a poor hutter, Al.
Well, he doesn't work in IT, so...
Okay, yeah. We are pretty privileged here, aren't we?
But yeah, he's talking to NZ Bus to try and get some of that back, and they just like are really shit at replying. And it's just like, you guys fucking crashed a bus into my house. The least you could do is
drop 100.
Nice. Yeah. Like, I know, it's kind of weird. Because yeah, like the bottom flat, so he's in the top flat, but the bottom flat, some girl's room is just like destroyed.
Oh, yeah, if they fucked up my computers, I'd be pretty mad.
Yeah.
Give me my money, bitch.
It's kind of weird, but yeah.
Do they legally have to give the money, though?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, there's laws that...
Like small claims if it really went to it.
Oh, it wouldn't be on the small claims, this. Like, it's... So it's currently...
His stuff. What?
Oh, with his stuff.
Girl stuff or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they legally do, because it's damage to property, and there's, like, a law covering that.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense. Okay, well, I think that's about all the news we wanted to cover. Oh, we've got like a few more. Like Equifax's competitor got hacked. Oh, also there was a sweet one where you can do like a macroless code injection in Word, which I thought was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty good. We can potentially... Oh, do you want to... How long is it?
What? That's it. That's the entire story.
All right. No technical details.
It does some magical Word shit. I don't know. It's like essentially a macro, but without macros. It's like a different feature.
Yeah.
So there's no warning for it. Oh, there's like a half a warning for it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Hey, well, I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of
The Bus Factor.
Yeah. We will be here next week.
Well, we might not be here.
We will be around next week at least.
Yeah. Well, The Bus Factor is going to be going for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. No,
might
I'm just saying,
not
like,
always
sometimes
be
we're away.
The same location.
Yeah. So we might be remote next week.
Oh, there's a sparrow. It's normally a pigeon. Not on camera, though.
Aw.
Yeah, so thanks for joining us. And
we'll catch you next time.
Yeah, and check out our website. It's good.
Thanks for the song, Pierre Lowell.